There's some big news today on Seattle's controversial head tax on businesses. A majority of the city council has announced they're taking steps to repeal it merely weeks after unanimously passing it. KUOW online editor Sydney Brownstone is following the story. She told Kim Malcolm how it all went down.
I think the reversal is the most surprising part, especially because several supporters of the original head tax legislation signed on to this letter or this announcement that was released today, including Mike O'Brien, who is a sponsor of the original head tax legislation.
But I can't give up. I mean, there's a crisis that needs to be solved. And I just think this fight that we were setting up to have for the next 5 to 6 months was going to be really damaging to our entire community. And I got my fingers crossed, and I'm going to work as hard as I can in the coming months to find a better solution that we have more consensus around.
Councilmember Mike O'Brien said he was surprised by the anti-head tax response from so-called progressives, people who had backed him on other issues. And while we don't currently have access to polls conducted by supporters of the head tax, we know that they were being conducted. And we know that a poll organized by opponents of the head tax said over half the city disagreed with imposing a head tax. Councilmember Lisa Herbold, who was another sponsor of the original legislation, chalked up the public response to the Seattle Chamber of Commerce. She said that they misled the public on what the head tax would actually accomplish. And we also know that opponents of the head tax launched a repeal effort that was funded by business. These opponents were set to turn in signatures to put the head tax to a vote on the November ballot tomorrow. That is now canceled.
And it wasn't just pressure from local businesses that they were under. I understand they were also feeling it statewide as well.
Yes, that's true. So Councilmember Mike O'Brien mentioned that there were concerns this would impact Democrats' reelection campaigns across the state. A Republican state senator had already proposed legislation that would have banned employee head tax measures across the state, including Seattle's. And it looked like Republicans in swing districts were gearing up to run on anti-Seattle head tax platforms. Democrats were also coming out against the head tax, too. So even if Democrats didn't lose control of the state legislature because of this, they may have supported legislation to ban the head tax just to hold on to their seats.
So what happens now?
Well, now the repeal bill goes to a vote before the full city council tomorrow. And Mike O'Brien said that it looks like the head tax really is dead.
KUOW online editor Sydney Brownstone will continue to track this story. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Two city council members aren't on board with the repeal. Kashama Sawant called today's move a backroom betrayal on Twitter. Teresa Mosqueda said she couldn't support a repeal without a replacement.